This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. John is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. And for the next 2 hours, we're going to be talking about some really disturbing topics. We're going to be talking about communitarianism. We're going to be talking about hospitals selling body parts. We're going to be selling body parts at auction. And we're going to be talking about the new language, the new code speak. Lark in Texas is with us. Welcome, Lark.
Hey, good morning there, Vince.
Good morning. Good morning. Lark, I just wanted to share with our broadcast classroom that I just got off the phone about 10 minutes ago with Werner Bach in New Brunswick, Canada. Very alarming. Werner was attacked. He believes he was attacked chemically. Over the weekend, he ended up in the hospital, could not breathe. His lady of many, many years said that he was gone, and he came back. He came back to life. Very, very frightening experience. And he was brought to the hospital, and the bottom line is they thought that he should have a psychological evaluation. After being unable to breathe, he feels that he was chemically gassed. He believes it's done. people do this from near the property at night, and he was taken down by it, not out but down. And he was telling me about the chemical spraying that is done. He's in his 70s. He's telling me about the chemical spraying of the area so that they can make the land not usable for farming, to drive down the price of farms so that the farms can be purchased at fire sale prices. And there's a possibility that his farm is one that they want. And I can tell you right near the surrounding farms, near us, one farm over from us is available for sale. The farm across the road from that one is available for sale. What I'm saying is within a mile and a half, 2 miles of our farm, our neighbor's farms are for sale. And I believe that farmers are not able to hang on as well as they used to be able to. And if you look at farming, we are among some of the lowest paid occupations, if you will, that exist today. And all the farmers, except for Mrs. Finelli and me, we're the only ones I know that don't have jobs to support our farm. Now, I'm on the radio, and I travel, and we sell a few water filters and that kind of thing. But other than that, we're trying to farm and have the farm pay for itself, and it's getting darn near impossible. So farmers are going out of business. Other farmers are trying to hang on by having the husband and the wife work at jobs, and they're trying to hang on. Other farmers are selling chunks of their farm, pieces of their farm. They're selling their farm equipment to hang on. They realize that the model of, you know, buying new equipment so they can be more efficient is not the way to go, because the equipment is unaffordable with the prices of the farm products they're selling. Cattle, I looked yesterday, cattle prices for the most desirable calves, the 400-pound to 500-pound calves, $1.56 per pound. I don't think that's translating to restaurant prices. I think restaurant prices have not come down. They've gone up, but the price to the cattle farmer has gone down. So your beef that you're buying is selling for a lot less than it used to. A couple years ago, beef was $3.60 a pound on the hoof, and now it's $1.56. And it's a real tough situation. Lark, does any of what I'm saying, do you see any of the dots in your world that connect with what I just said?
Well, of course, I must say that but what they're charging for beef in the stores does not comport with the low prices that the rancher or the farmer is receiving. That's for sure. But I do know, and I have known for some time, that one of the big aspects of the overarching communitarian agenda, as set forth by trade association groups like the American Planting Association, is in fact to control the food supply. And increasingly, I study the markets worldwide on food and raw foodstuffs. And increasingly what we're seeing is we're seeing beef and poultry even, and of course fruits and vegetables coming from overseas sources. You know, they're, of course, it's all designed for these pack and stack them metroplexes that they want herd everybody into so they can better control them. It has everything to do with the work that the Nature Conservancy is doing, you know, in tandem with the American Bar Association. Because, of course, everything is being merged, shall we say, toward a system of communitarian law. I would say it's pretty near complete from what I can see here, right here in America. Same in Canada, same in Mexico. This is a Soviet or a Chinese-style system that's being merged with Western systems. It's called convergence. And it's very clear that, you know, they call it the, they called it rewilding of nature, and it's all part of sustainable development, which your average man on the street today, your average American, Canadian, or Mexican doesn't understand, simply because they're unfamiliar with communitarian code speak, and they don't realize that they're being bombarded with it every single day. People coming out of universities today are steeped in it, and they understand that unless they adopt the language of communitarian code speak, they're simply not going to advance into the ranks of the nomenclatura, which is the, you know, the lead agents, the management class, boards of directors class, people that work within the bureaucracies of what we used to call government. Because government really doesn't exist except as a form of mind control here in the 21st century. And that's how I see it. It doesn't surprise me one bit. I'm saddened to hear about Werner I mean, he's just a wonderful guy, and I know he's been under assault for really probably 20 years or better, from what I can tell. I mean, I've heard him many times on the radio. I've spoken to him personally. Yeah. It just doesn't surprise me. I once had a man about 15 years my junior who used to work for me. This is going back to about 93, 94. It's been more than 20 years. But his career wasn't going well for him. Everybody in his family was doing well. And he wasn't. And so he had come to a crossroads in his career. And, you know, just for the hell of it, he decided he was going to move from Texas. He was native born. And he was going to move to Colorado. And like a lot of young men, he thought, well, okay, I'm going to, you know, he was used to working all the time. Because he was a person who was really devoted to culinary art. He was going to make a career of it, and he became impassioned in the same way that I was impassioned by these topics in my late teens and early 20s. And, you know, these are people that take pride in their work. It's not about money so much, but what they're looking for is validation that they're on the right path and people appreciate what they're doing. Just like Werner, like many people that you probably know and I know, your listeners know. And anyway, what happened is he went to a club, and he was not much of a drinker anyway. He liked to sip beer. He met, he saw a girl that was sitting with several other girls at a couple tables pulled together in this nightclub, and she caught his eye. As it turns out, this girl was an only child. She was a pretty brunette, slightly chubby, and because she wasn't drop-dead gorgeous, but of course, to him, she was just adorable. He decided to make small talk with her, and it turns out they hit it off, and long story short, they married, had children, and her father turned out to be the largest landowner in the state of Colorado.
Mark in Texas, this is USA Preparers. I'm Vin Finelli, and we're talking about communitarianism, and we're also going to talk about selling body parts, and I've got a comment on the rewilding of nature that you mentioned.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. yet. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Lark in Texas is with us. Lark, you mentioned rewilding of nature. And I've met some of the soil and water conservation minions and some of the USDA minions that I guess they're called agents. And they'll come to a farm and they'll tell you about a program that they have, a cost-sharing program. I've discussed this several times on the air. What they'll do is they'll pay 75% of the cost of a project. And typically the projects that I've seen and discussed with these guys is fencing. You know, fencing's pretty expensive. And what they'll do is they'll say, you know, we'll pay 75% of the cost of your fencing. What we'll do is we'll divide up your grazing land. And, you know, you got some woods over there, and you got a stream, and you got some ponds, and, you know, there's erosion that we have to worry about, and we want to talk about the quality of the grasses, and, you know, we want to make it better for everybody. So what we'll do is we'll fence the cows out of the woods, because you certainly don't want them in the woods, because they'll step on the roots, and they damage the trees, and, you know, they want to get out of the hot sun, and so it's so bad for everybody in the environment. And so what we'll do is we'll pay you 75% to fence the cows out of the woods, the ponds, the streams. And and by the way, we need like a buffer. And so not only the edge of the stream or the edge of the pond, we need like 35, 50, 75 feet buffer from that area. So what they do is they expand the area that they want to fence out. They want to fence the cows out, in our case, they want to fence cows out of the woods and so forth. And by the time they're done with the farm, you can't use it. It's difficult to use because they've got wire everywhere. And then what they do is they'll pay 75% of the cost of boring a hole in the ground and turning that into a well, and they'll put in the well pipe, then the distribution pipe, and the paddle waterers. We're talking, this could be $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 worth of expense or more. They'll pay 75% of it, but by the time you're done, you've got your cows baking in the sun because there's no place for them to go because you've fenced them in with barbed wire into the hot sun. There's no escape into the woods where it's cool. They can't go swimming in the pond and cool off because they're fenced out of the pond. They can't get a drink of water out of the creek or stream because they're fenced out. And then in the wintertime, there's no place for them to go to get out of the winds and the snow. And when it rains, there's no place for them to take cover because, well, the Soil and Water Conservation Department and the U.S. Department of Agriculture has enticed farmers into this, we'll call it rewilding of their farms. They want to send it back to nature.
They were incented to engage in dishonorable contracts. And, these buffer zones are oftentimes easements and so forth. And the pretext is always to preserve the environment and to ensure sustainable development, to be good stewards of the land, which you've in effect done. And this is just exactly what law enforcement agencies throughout the U.S. and Canada have done, is they've entered into a contract. And when it's kind of like the law enforcement agencies back in the early to mid-90s, sheriff's department, metro police department, highway patrol, FEMA, you name it. They took a carrot and stick approach. They said, okay, we've got this government cheese, and yeah, there's a few strings attached. But see, those strings, the devil's always in the details. And a lot of times they'll use coded language, in which case what you're confronted with is lies by omission. You don't know it at the time. So you're thinking, well, I'd like to have that government cheese, that agency cheese, because, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And the same way that these farmers and ranchers get hooked by companies like Syngenta, ConAgra, Monsanto, you know, back in the 30s, I understand that we had programs for people, and they still exist today, where these large ranchers and farmers, these landowners, would be actually paid not to grow certain crops or not to raise certain animals.
That's absolutely right. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about it, and we'll talk about how there are those in the know who get the government cheese and put the rest of us who don't want to or don't know about these programs at a severe disadvantage. It's not a level playing field. We'll be right back.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lark in Texas is with us, and if you'd like to go to his web spot, Lark in Texas. LarkinTexas.blogspot.com. And if you want a quick link, just go to USAPrepares.com, page one. Top of page one, you'll see a link to Lark's blogspot. Lark, we're talking about the farmers, and, you know, it seems in our neck of the woods right here in Missouri that the big family names, the most popular names, have an inside track on government handouts. And they're the ones that are involved in politics. Their families are connected. And they know what's happening. They have the government jobs, and they hear the government news. And they know when these programs are going to open up. And they seem to have the inside track. And the small farmers, the ones who are not the big names, are furious. Absolutely furious that the same families seem to get the government cheese over and over and over. Now, in our case, if you just compare us to, you know, the guys getting the government cheese, if we want a well, we have to drill it, and it's, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 to drill a hole in the ground and get some water out. If we want to buy cattle waterers, we can buy them, and they're like $700-$800 a piece, and that's what I paid for them, and that's uninstalled. And then it takes, you know, maybe $800 worth of labor to just put one of those things on the ground and cover it up. Takes a backhoe to do it because they're so heavy. And then there's the digging of the pipe. And so we are at a tremendous, tremendous disadvantage because these other guys are getting fencing and they're getting wells and cattle waterers. And if they want seed, there are seed programs to reseed fields. And then liming fields, they can get their liming paid for, at least three-quarters of it. And then fertilizer, they can get that paid three-quarters of it. But the rest of us who are not on the inside, we have to pay 100% of it. So they're taking money from us through tax dollars. Actually, not taking, they're stealing it from us. And they're distributing it to their friends.
Well, and because they're brainwashed to become... Go ahead.
They put us at a serious disadvantage. Now, in the long run, you know, these small family farms are pretty efficient because generally the family runs the farm, and, you know, there aren't a lot of hired people, and we do things as cost effectively as we possibly can because it's our money. It's not like corporate money. It's our money. So we really try to be very cost effective, and we try to buy, in our case, used equipment rather than new equipment where, you know, we haven't been brainwashed into thinking that new is better, and debt is better. We don't think that. So we're hanging on, but there's so many farmers that barely can hang on, and they're going to go under. They're going to go under, and the price of beef is going to be low for a while, and then those farms are going to be gone, and then the remaining farmers are going to have a little bit more control because they're going to be bigger. And what's happening in America is that the farms are getting larger. The farm size in terms of acreage is getting larger, and the age of the farmer average age is getting older as we speak. So,
well, this is of course integral to their plan to make all the people living on the land to be totally subservient and dependent on these various agencies of our governance. The government today has fallen to the wayside, as we grew up knowing government to be. It's not representative. And so basically what we have is a system that the founding fathers faced prior to the Revolutionary War. We have taxation without representation. And there's very good reasons for that from the very beginning, which is why I don't call myself a constitutionalist any longer, as I've come to understand the larger picture, and as I've come to understand the true history of the settlement of the Americas, and particularly the U.S. states. But just to put a cap on what I was retelling or recounting earlier about my friend in Colorado, my coworker. The young man looked up to me. I was rather much like a mentor to him. He had some difficulties in his marriage from time to time, and he would call me up to cry on my shoulder and this and that, and I was happy to lend a hand. It turns out that his father-in-law, his wife, remember, was an only child, is the largest landowner in the state of Colorado. He was also the past chairman and then honorary chairman of the Colorado Nature Conservancy. He was also president of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. And the man was very wealthy, and he owned many businesses, one of which was that he managed private properties around the world on behalf of their owners so that these people could go on hunting and fishing expeditions. And it was rather much like a timeshare. And my friend Jimmy, he loved nothing more than to hunt and fish. And so naturally, he was installed as a guide. I mean, they literally book wealthy people at these various private retreats, large swaths of land to go safari hunting in Africa, you know, to go fishing in protected lands because they're privately owned around the world, and they paid pretty good money. But let me share with you something from an ebook that you or your listeners can purchase on the internet. About $17. It's an ebook, and it's written by Nikki Rapana and Nordica Friedrich. It can be found just by searching Living Outside the Dialectic. And you're going to find Nikki's blog, and you're going to see a cover on the above the fold, top of the page, for an ebook, which is actually two books in one. The first is called 2020, Important Date, Our Common Destiny. There's even something that you can read called The Constitution in 2020. Do a search. The Constitution in 2020. Just like the Soviet and the Chinese systems, they always had 5-year plans, 10-year plans, 20-year plans, even 50-year plans. And they work them. They're actually indoctrinated to become community organizers. Parents and prospective students oftentimes fail to read the mission statements of these colleges and universities today. I remember reading one 10 years ago, and they talked about change agents and global citizens. I was astonished. I mean, this is just a small, you know, Midwestern college. The mission statements. The same with our law enforcement agencies. When they brought in communitarian law, they changed the mission statements and the policies and procedures manuals, the use of force continuum. And we can go into that in more detail. But here's a in the appendices of this book called 2020, Our Common Destiny, the second book entitled The Definitive Anti-Communitarian Manifesto. They can go, your listeners or yourself can go to N-O-R-D, nord.tw.net /books, I believe. But nord.tw.net. And they can get this book themselves, and I highly recommend it. This woman and her daughter discovered this back in 1999 and 2000. And she's just been a font of information and activism for many, many years. And she lives 250 miles north of Fairbanks, Alaska, near Mount Wrangell, San Elias National Park. Outside of the Amazon is the largest swath of land in the Americas, which is considered a protective biopreserve. And this section is called Constitutional Law versus Communitarian Law. It's authored by Harvella Jones, who is the president or past president of the National Homeowners Advocate Group, which is an LLC. Remember, the people coming out of these universities today are actually indoctrinated to be communitarian. And the more you know about the topic, and you know of its relevance to your life, the impact that it's having today upon your life, the lives of your loved ones and your friends, family members, etc., the more you're going to understand why this topic, why these words are so important. It begins, fasten your seatbelt. You are about to go on the ride of your life. There is a real threat to our quote-unquote freedom under constitutional law, and it is called communitarian law. Maybe some of you already know about this. I heard about it years ago from a member of this group. However, I was in denial for many years until now. When you see what is happening with our law, and the fact that after much publicity about homeowner association abuse, fraud, and various other violations reported to every agency, legislator, city government, and federal agencies such as HUD and FHA with no action taken, you have to stop and start to believe in the conspiracy theory. The lack of real action certainly tells you there is something else going on that should be recognized, studied, and believed. And I'll continue after the break.
Mark in Texas, link on the website, usapreparedness.com, page 1, will take you right to his website. We'll be right back.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why today? I've got your take. My, when you go to the TV room, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Mark in Texas is with us, and for those of you who feel that there is a power in prayer, would you please consider offering your prayers for Werner Bach so that he regains his health as quickly as possible? And we talked about that. He was attacked the last few days, and he's regaining his health. He's out of the hospital now. So that's Werner Bach in New Brunswick, Canada. Lark, please continue.
I'm reading an excerpt, of course, from an article written by a past president of the so-called National Homeowners Advocate Group, which is an LLC, and it's entitled Constitutional Law versus Communitarian Law, and it can be found in an e-book, which combines two books in one, and it could be purchased online for a nominal price. The books are called 2020, Our Common Destiny, and The Definitive Anti-Communitarian Manifesto. And I'm reading from something called Constitutional Law versus Communitarian Law. And remember, it begins, fasten your seatbelts. You were about to go on the ride of your life. But to continue, I characterize communitarian law as a supernova that has eclipsed our constitutional rights. I don't have to read every book about it to understand that it has been created to make sure property and constitutional rights, as we now know them, will one day be a dream. Some things have been eased into us while we were asleep. It is time to wake up and smell the mattress. The groundwork for communitarian law has been on the drawing board for years, and there are many artists. So I'm not going to continue with that, but let's remember the late Antonin Scalia. And while we have this whiz-bang thingy accessible to us, this technological utilitarian device called the Internet, simply do a search. Do a search. And type in, what is communitarian law? What is a communitarian? What is communitarianism? Remember the late Justice Antonin Scalia said, do a search once again. Quote, the Constitution is dead, dead, dead. So I've been talking about these issues for six years or better on the radio because so few people have been. And I mean, it's one thing to speak wistfully of the past, the Revolutionary War, the war between the states, the history of the country, the, you know, our love affair with the founding fathers and our so-called rights and so forth. But under communitarian law, nobody has rights unless they have concomitant duties and responsibilities. Just that simple. There's no such thing as unalienable rights. And let's not forget, the language is toyed with constantly throughout man's history. And, I mean, you look at the Lincoln Memorial today. What's inscribed? Inalienable rights. Do a search. What's the difference between unalienable rights and inalienable rights? So the Constitution is under constant assault, has been since way before any of us were born. And it's true today. But I want to see the so-called alternative media, red-blooded American patriot community, and I despise that word anymore. I want to see them up their game. And we must up our game, or we're dead in the water.
Yeah, and where else would we move? I mean, a number of those listening to this broadcast want to find a better place. They just want to be left alone. You know, the era, the belief that we were had some freedoms in the 1950s and 60s, that's what a lot of us long for. A lot of us don't even want to travel because of the guys in blue who are looking for a reason to stop us. And investigate and find whatever they can find, or if they can't find anything, plant it. We'll be back right after top of the hour news and commercial announcements for another hour with Lark. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.